And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here is Phil Henry.
Hold on, 1-800-449-8686. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. Vernon Dozier joins us. Mr. Dozier, an educator from Belmar Academy, a high school varsity football coach, a mathematics teacher. You're teaching social studies, correct?
Involved in social studies, Phil. I'm also involved in our as a student advisor to our student newspaper. I'm also an advisor to the student council, which we call our student prefects. So we're involved in all facets of young people's lives.
You were telling me, and you were a Cary supporter, you're with a group called Educators for Cary, and you're involved in this ongoing recount, right?
We are involved in verifying the vote in Ohio at this time, yeah. But
I mean, President Bush just got inaugurated today. Do you really think you're going to get...
Phil, it's really not about getting President Bush unelected, if you will. It's about making every vote count. And today's inauguration was a very painful thing for us to watch because we did support the senator. As an educator, though, I was very, very unhappy with some of the things that I saw today. And we did show part of the inauguration in our class until I felt it was time to return the students to the other studies. Now, we were very disappointed. I was personally disappointed with the inauguration. And this has nothing, by the way, to do with my support for Senator Cary. This goes to my position as an educator. We had the Liberty Ball on, which was, I believe, the formal dance following the inaugural ceremony, at which time Laura Bush was shown on the television as wearing a dress that I found very, very inappropriate, and I pointed that out to my students.
You're talking about the Mrs. Bush?
I am talking about Laura Bush.
What dress? I saw a silver gown.
It was a very, I thought, inappropriate way of presenting yourself to the American people at the inauguration of a second term for a sitting president, to be wearing a dress that I thought was extremely inappropriate. And this is the thing that...
Tell me what you felt was inappropriate about her dress. Because I didn't see a lot of the inauguration, to be honest with you. I'm driving to work, and I'm...
Well, I'll tell you what I felt was inappropriate about it. I think your callers and your listeners are going to agree. Those who are able to look at this inauguration with an open mind, the dress was, in my opinion, extremely form-fitting, very revealing. I don't know what it is that she's trying to prove. I found it to be in very bad taste.
When you say form-fitting, you're saying it was very tight?
It was inordinately tight. It was inordinately revealing. It was, I thought, a cheap attempt by the president. And also, I'm surprised because I've always been a fan of Laura Bush.
I think if everybody, if you hate George Bush, you love George Bush. I think everybody agrees that Laura Bush, everyone likes her, even the people that opposed President Bush. To hear you say that she was doing something tasteless.
Well, I'll tell you why I think it happened.
That she's wearing an inappropriate dress.
Let me tell you why I think it happened. President Bush is now inaugurated to a second term. He is a sitting lame duck president, so there is no 2008 election. She doesn't have to worry about what the American people think anymore. Here you have a woman who is, in my opinion, pathetically trying to compete with her younger daughters, and I find that to be...
That just doesn't sound to me like Laura Bush.
It does not sound to me like Laura Bush, but I saw it with my own eyes, and I found it to be very... I'm an educator. I'm a man who is around young people. It is a struggle every day, Phil, for educators across this country to keep children with their eye on the very higher ideals and on a higher level of living. And to have the First Lady of the United States to come out traipsing about in this...
Well, you say traipsing. What do you mean?
Well, if you allow yourself to be shown on television in front of the American people with this very form-fitting that was slightly see-through.
And I don't believe it was see-through. What do you mean by see-through?
It was very...
A see-through, I don't believe you.
I'm telling you...
You could see through the dress.
No, sir, you could not see through the dress, but it was so form-fitting, you could see, you know, you could see, you know, her body. And I think that, you know, it's one thing to want to compete with your younger daughters, it's one thing to want to compete with younger women, but when you've paraded out in front of the American people, and, you know... I should have done what a lot of Democrats did today. I did not watch the inauguration, but I'm a teacher. And I have to, have my young people.
I find the things that you're saying to be hard to believe.
I have to show it to my young people. If you didn't watch it, then you don't really know what it is that I'm talking about, Phil.
Well, hold on. Our number on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier, who is a frequent guest on our program. It is good to have you on, Vernon.
And, well, it's always good to visit with you, Phil. I know you and I disagree politically, but
and it's always good to hear your views on education. But I'm not calling you a liar either. Okay.
Well, I got to tell you, it's the moment there. It sounds like you're saying you're basically calling me a liar. You
know? No, I'm not. I'm saying it's very hard for me to believe that the First Lady of the United States, Laura Bush, would do anything other than. Come out on this, the inauguration of her husband, our president's second term, and be shown in anything other than the most tasteful outfit. Is it possible that to her it was tasteful?
I don't. First of all, Phil, she's a former teacher. She's not an uneducated woman, and she's not a stupid woman. She's an intelligent woman. I think she knows what she's doing. I think you're right. I think it's very it's unusual for Laura Bush. It's disappointing to see her. Stoop to this level, and
tell when you say a really tight dress. I saw her in a silver gown. Are we seeing the same thing?
That is correct. Yes.
And now, I'm not seeing anything inappropriate. What are you saying?
Well, you know, my hat's off to you. I'm an educator. I know what it is I want my young people to see. And that dress was skin tight, and I mean, you could see everything, and I'll tell you this. In our class in high school, when you're an educator, you have young girls coming into class every day wearing the wrong outfit. I don't know how their mothers let them out of the house wearing what they're wearing. And then you find out. We have parent-teacher conferences, and I will visit with some of the parents, and a lot of times the mothers will come in, and sure enough, you get the answer to your question. These mothers are dressed in the most inappropriate way. They've got on clothing that is, tight, and you can, see it all and everything. And I don't think that the young people are at fault. I think the mothers are trying to compete with their daughters.
Vernon, are you saying Laura Bush is trying to compete with her daughters?
I think Laura Bush is letting it all hang out now that she knows her husband's a lame duck president. Yeah.
And she's trying to look as hot as her daughters?
I think she saw the attention that her daughters were getting by the national media. I think she saw that it was very positive. I think that she... I don't think Laura Bush wants to be the librarian, mousy housewife anymore. I think she...
I've never seen her as the mousy housewife. I've seen her as a class act. I've seen her as a lovely lady, an all-American woman,
Well, okay. Good for you. Let's lay our cards on the table, though. Everyone knows that she was just the little housewife, the mousy librarian.
No, not everyone does know that, Vernon. I disagree.
Well, I'm telling you they do, and I don't know where you're getting your... I'm an educator.
Well, I'm in the media every day. I mean, I don't see where she's perceived that way.
Look, she was a librarian. Am I right or wrong about that?
She was a librarian and a teacher.
Right. Female librarians, female teachers. Brother... Put two and two together, and what do you got? You got Elizabeth, the blind girl from A Patch of Blue. What was her name? I forget. You got that mousy blind. You got a blind girl selling pencils. That's what you got.
You put what together?
You put female librarian and female teacher together, and what do you get? You got a girl sitting on a street corner knitting shirts for a few pennies. You've got a...
All right, so, and she's trying to shed that image, in your opinion.
I believe so.
By coming out at the inauguration wearing a totally inappropriate dress. Let me get a phone call, then we have to take a break. Serena, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Hello.
Yeah, Yes, I completely disagree with this man's opinion on on her dress. It was completely tasteful. The designer, when she was talking about her dress in particular, he said that it was involving all taste whatsoever. Anybody who saw her dress loved it. I feel that you're just using this as another attack on Bush to use his wife on saying that she is distasteful.
No, ma'am. I think Laura Bush, I think we all agree, we are all great admirers of hers. And I'm a Democrat, yes. I voted for Kerry, yes. But I've always been a great admirer of Laura. That's why I'm disappointed more than anything else. I am disappointed that she'd come out showing it all, traipsing around.
She was not showing. She looked so...
What was she showing?
Can I ask the caller? May I ask the caller? Was the dress skin tight or was it not?
No.
Oh, well, ma'am, you're not... That dress was form-fitting. Am I correct?
Form-fitting, yes. Skin tight, no.
What's the difference? There is no difference.
The difference. When something's skin tight, you can see through it. This was not that. The material, there's no way you could even...
Was it a see-through dress?
No, it was not. That material is not see-through.
But you could see the contour of certain parts of her body.
Of course. That's what a woman is. You're supposed to see... Was she supposed to come out in a balloon-looking dress?
No, ma'am. But are you supposed to, in front of millions of Americans, be able to see her, and excuse my language, are you be able to see her buttocks? I don't think so.
You cannot see...
You couldn't... Are you kidding?
You could see the outline of her buttocks.
Well, having not seen...
Well, you're out of your element. You didn't see it, Mr. Henry. And this lady here is a Bush supporter, so I can see where she wants
to... I am not a Bush supporter.
And,
I am not. I am a Democrat. I did vote for Kerry, but...
I think it's distracting for men. I think it's distracting for men, especially, to see her showing it all like that. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Serena, thank you. I got to take a break. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Who saw the inauguration today? Vernon Dozier with us, an educator from Belmar Academy, said that Laura Bush came out in what he calls a dress that was in extremely bad taste. Skin tight. You could see the contour of her body. He says she doesn't care anymore. Her husband's a lame duck president, so she can let it all hang out. And in fairness, I have to say, Mr. Dozier is a Kerry supporter. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Vernon Dozier joins us, an educator from Corona, California, and we're talking about the inauguration today. Where are you right now, Vernon? Sounds like you're at an airport.
Phil, I'm at the Greyhound bus terminal. I'm getting ready to take a trip up to Santa Clara, California. I'm going to visit a very old friend of mine who is, believe it or not, a Benedictine monk at a monastery up there, and have a conversation with him. It's been a very emotional, I think, 2 years for a lot of people who supported Senator Kerry. Has been for me. I want to make a point, Phil, if I could.
I want to get to some calls, too.
Certainly, but I want to say, I think it's very real sneaky, and I think real oily and greasy, if I may say, of the Republicans to say that they believe in prim and proper and high morality, and then when they know they got the White House sewed up for another 4 years... they come out wearing she comes out wearing, and you can see, everything. So I think that is so hypocritical, and
Well, I'm hearing a lot of people say the dress was in good taste.
You're hearing a lot of Republicans say the dress was in good taste. You know, you're hearing a lot of Republicans say it. I say,
well, if I talk to Democrats, would I be hearing something different?
I think you're going to hear the truth. I think you're going to hear people say, you could see everything.
Well, you say you could see everything.
I'll tell you, today in class we had the inauguration on TV. And one of our students, Amanda, I said, she stood up and said, I don't see what's wrong with Mrs. Bush's dress. And I said, really? So I said, would you please stand up, Amanda? Because this is a girl who comes to class every day wearing highly inappropriate clothing, very revealing, very form-fitting. scantily, many times very scantily dressed, barely wearing anything at all. I mean, this girl walks into my class, you know, you can, she's not hardly covering anything. I mean, and I said, would you please stand up? And I used the lectern pointer that I had, and I said, now, take a look at this. And I pointed to different areas of her. So you can see here, you can see it all there. The same thing with this dress. That
did you actually, you're going to humiliate a kid?
It's not humiliation.
Well, let me just say this. Forget, let's leave the kids out of it, because that's what you wanted to do, and say that they're...
But they're competing with their daughters. That's what Laura Bush is doing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to line two. Hazel, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead.
I would just like to say, I am an educator, and I find it terribly offensive that this man keeps referring to himself as an educator. An educator is supposed to open the minds of kids, not pass on their own prejudices, and he obviously is looking at Mrs. Bush and other women and he's looking for things like that. I wouldn't want him teaching my children.
Well,
because
that's your opinion.
Because he is so... opinionated.
I'm an educator, and the kids look to you for opinion.
I'm tired of hearing you say you're an educator.
I am an educator, and the kids look to us for opinion. They look to hear how we form our opinions, how we view the world, and they want to discuss. I don't know who you teach. I teach young people at the grade level 11 and 12, and I believe that these young people on their way to college, and I've got to get these kids ready for college. I don't know what you're, you know, who are you teaching? Retards? You know,
well, we don't need to use the word retard.
And I'm going to tell you something. As an educator, as a true educator, you would never use that word to anybody.
What?
You would be more open, and you would be more accepting, and you would try to teach your kids the proper way to dress without pinpointing and without degrading someone else. Laura Bush's dress was not...
I don't use your methods. That doesn't mean I'm wrong. And I really am offended by you telling me what to do.
Well, you apparently feel it's okay to tell everybody else what to do.
No, you certainly
have made very disparaging comments about a woman who does not deserve that.
I was very disappointed.
I think that you could maybe say that you think, but the way you have been talking about this woman is absolutely offensive
to every
woman in this country.
If you had a very dear friend, and she comes walking into your home with your husband sitting there showing everything, wouldn't you be disappointed? Of course you would. The same thing goes with...
Well, I'm hearing varying degrees of opinion about this dress, showing everything as you say it.
When you can see the contour of her buttock, what are you talking about here? Do I got to spell it out?
Should she be in a sack?
Would you want her in a sack? I don't know the technical term, but the gown, that like the Cinderella-style gown, what do you call that, where it's all hanging down and everything? That's a very nice thing. I've seen dresses, I don't know what they are, at weddings where, it all flows out. And you don't see any butt, you know.
You know what? I'm going to come back to what I said before. I find the fact that you keep using the word, you are an educator.
I am an educator.
And if Laura Bush wants to look like she's getting ready for a porn convention, I find it very sad. I find it very sad that as an educator, that you are so locked into... something that if you're giving your opinion, and your opinion is your opinion.
Of course.
I don't think that it is the opinion of the majority of people who saw Mrs. Bush in her dress on that thing. It was a very expensive dress, and I don't think she was competing with her children.
That's a very good point of view. But there was a time, ma'am, in Germany in the 30s when most people thought Jews were half people. There was a point of view in Germany in the 30s when everybody thought Jews belonged in concentration camps. Everybody. I guess if Hazel lived back then, she'd think the same thing, too. Well, guess what? I marched the beat of my own drummer. And when I see a woman out there who looks like she's getting ready for a porn convention, then I'll tell...
Well, come on, man. Her dress...
That's the point. How come she's wearing a dress that pushes... That is the point. You go too far.
Wait a minute.
You can have your opinion. Wait a minute. How come she's wearing a dress that pushes her breasts up to her chin? Would you please let me
finish? Let the lady finish.
You can have your opinion. You can have your opinion. But yet you are slanderous in how you are expressing it. You feel as though the dress was inappropriate. I don't have any problems with that. But you have crossed the line on the comments you have made about this lady, and I call her a lady specifically because she is one.
If you were my wife, and you have ever. Let me ask you a question. If you were my wife and you had that dress on and we were out in public, I'd have to take action. And I don't want to have to do that.
Why would you have to take? What do you mean?
What does that mean, have to take action?
I think the lady knows what I mean.
Well, what does that mean?
I think I'd take her by the arm, yank her back into the car, take her back into the house, scrub the makeup off of her with any kind of a wire brush that I can find.
Well, come on, man. I mean, we're talking about an inaugural ball and a dress that apparently was designed by a prominent designer.
Oh, well, these are all homosexuals from Europe. Okay,
excuse me.
Well, that's what he means by prominent designer.
I don't even want to talk to you anymore because you aren't worth
a homosexual from Europe. Okay, thanks.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Vernon Dozier joins us. We're talking about the inauguration of the President of the United States today and Laura Bush's dress at the inaugural ball. The designer supposedly was prominent. You are saying that the dress is inappropriate. You call it seductive. And during our break, you say that this is George Bush trying to turn his wife into a pinup girl. Why don't you just admit this is because it's George Bush and not John Kerry becoming president?
That has nothing to do with it, Phil. Absolutely nothing to do with it.
I mean, look at the woman that John Kerry proposed to make our first lady. This woman that he was married to, inappropriate, stupid, unbelievably dumb, as a matter of fact, in her response to somebody. And she didn't exactly dress like any kind of a, you know.
Well, she didn't dress like she was on her way to, you know, to spin a wheel on Wheel of Fortune. What I'm trying to say is, look, if Laura Bush wants to rummage through Charles' closet for an inaugural dress, that's her business, but I don't know anybody.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to tell you. Look, George Bush, I believe his policies are so corrupt that he can only get people to follow him by having his wife out front on a lot of these things. And I think he's hit upon the idea of having his wife on some level seduce, you know, me and others into voting Republican in 2008, even though he's not going to be running for president. Now, you know...
Are you saying you thought she was attractive? Are you saying you found Laura Bush very attractive?
I've always found her to be a very, very classy lady, yes, sir.
No, were you attracted to her?
I found her to look good, and I am disgusted with myself. Yes, I'm disgusted with myself, as any man would be disgusted with himself to look at her and have those thoughts. And I'll tell you something else. I'm going to be standing in an election booth in the year 2008, voting Republican, walking out of there with kind of a stiff leg. I think you know what I'm talking about. Walking kind of funny.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
I am going to be voting Republican 2008 because Laura Bush...
turns you on? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that it's going to be a black day for a lifelong Democrat to walk into a voting booth and vote Republican. Standing there, sweating... with a pup tent. Okay, that's as graphic as I can get.
Standing in an election booth with a pup tent, voting Republican. You know what, dude? I've voted a lot in my life. I don't think I've ever had that experience.
Well, mister, try being me and millions of other Democrats.
1-800-449-8686. Charmaine, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just want to tell that this man, I think he has a problem. Hello?
How many times are you going to say that, Charmaine? I'm right here.
Oh. Well, you know, I don't know. I think this is a plot against the Bush administration that you have to go after his wife because you can't stick up. You can't say it against Bush himself.
Ma'am, I'm having a hard time hearing you because you're talking into the wrong end of the phone. Can you?
I can hear her. She's fading in and out a little bit. Charmaine, are you there?
I'm here.
Could I please ask the lady to talk into the proper end of the phone? That's all I'm asking.
I think she is talking into the right end of the phone.
Well, I think, is this guy on drugs or something?
Ma'am, I beg your pardon, ma'am.
Are you on drugs? I can't believe you're a teacher.
You know, that's about as offensive a comment as been made to me. I'm an educator.
You've made enough against the Bush administration tonight.
I spend every day with your kids trying to straighten them out from the whatever it is parents are sticking into their heads. You send your children into our schools dressed like sluts. We've got to straighten these kids out. And then the Bush administration, he traipses his wife out there like she's standing around on a street corner. And
come on, man. I mean,
it sounds to me like you're corrupting the kids.
Her breasts were pushed up so high in that dress. She better not do the hand jive at the inaugural ball tonight. She might get a black eye. Now, this
I
is
think
the
you
kind
have
of...
a thing for her.
Hey, maybe you got a thing for her. You're defending her so much.
No, I don't. I think it's terrible that you have to go after the president's wife.
I'm not going after the president's wife. I'm just saying that for a classy lady, I think it's pretty low. She's the one person that I would have had faith in.
All right, listen, Charmaine, thank you for your call. Let's move on to Susan. You know, some of this stuff is borderline slanderous.
No, it's not, Phil. I'm not the guy out there wearing the dress. I'm sitting in a bus terminal on my way to a Benedictine monastery in Northern California because of the things that I saw today.
Go ahead, Susan.
You know, I have to pray to calm down because I think it's a shame that people have no respect for the First Lady. Whether you agree with everything or not, she is our First Lady of this country.
Of course she is.
And that's awful that you're sitting there with your low-life, degenerate imagination slandering this classy Christian woman.
Ma'am.
I think it's terrible. I'm going to pray for you.
Oh, ma'am, you know what you're going to pray? You're going to pray that I go and cook in hell. That's what you're going to pray for, so let's be clear about that. Number two, Laura Bush can go out there.
Wait a minute. I don't wish anybody
would go to hell. You want me to cook in hell? I can tell by the sound of
your
voice.
You want yourself to cook in hell because you're sitting around slandering and being hateful and bitter.
I'm very disappointed in Laura Bush to be coming out dressed like she's dancing in a Vegas show. And that, what do you want next?
Yes,
George Bush coming out dressed like Liberace?
Yes.
I guess a lot of you people would be happy with that. I'm on my way to a Benedictine monastery in Santa Clara.
What are you smoking, sir? Are you on crack?
Are you saying that she's dressed?
Was she wearing silver sequins on that dress, yes or no?
You know what? You're out of your mind.
Well, ma'am, did you see the dress? Let me
yes,
ask you.
Yes, I did see the dress,
was
and it was
shiny?
Very appropriate.
Was it shiny?
It was in good taste.
Did it shine?
What does that have to do with anything?
It's a Vegas-style statement.
You're crazy. Don't be bitter that your team lost.
I'm not bitter because my team lost. Look, was she wearing lip gloss or not?
Your party lost and you sound bitter.
Ma'am, my party lost?
Your party lost. You said you were a Democrat, right?
Yeah, but I didn't say I belong to the Democratic Party, not the Democratic Party.
But you're bitter and hateful. You need to get over it.
What is hateful about simply asking a woman to scrub the clown makeup off?
You're slandering this woman.
Look, I got a bus going up to...
Why are you going to a Benedictine monastery?
Because I have impure thoughts. The lady's right. And I don't want to have to... Man.
You don't want to have to what?
I want to be true to who I am as an educator, as a man. I saw Laura Bush today.
Fresno!
See, that's my bus for Fresno. I saw Laura Bush today, and I had thoughts. Man, I had some bad thoughts.
I got one more phone call. You got a bus to catch?
I got the Fresno bus. Is that it? Hey, boy.
Boy, is that my bus?
It's about 20 minutes, Phil.
Let's go over to Sophie. Sophie?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I just want to say that I understand everybody's entitled to their opinion, but you need to understand something. She's not in competition with her daughters. If anything, her daughters should want to be like their mother.
Right.
She's a very good role model.
Yeah.
She looked very classy today. She holds a lot of pride in her work and who she is. Don't ever forget that, young man.
Ma'am,
for you to say that you are an educator, very embarrassed. And if my child went to your school, I would pull her out.
Ma'am, I'm trying to keep your daughter. Ma'am, I'm trying to keep your daughter from walking into my school.
No, you're not keeping my daughter. That's my job.
Dressed like Charles.
You're there to teach her ABCs and her 1-2-3s. You leave the other stuff up to the parents.
All right, that's fine.
You're not there to raise children.
Let me ask you a question.
You are not there to raise children.
Let me ask you a question.
You are there to educate.
What gives you the right to send your kid walking into my classroom looking like she's a $15 an hour you-know-what?
Okay, first of
all, now what is
first of all, my daughter does not dress that way because I'm the mother. I'm the one who runs the program there. I decide what she wears at school.
I'm the one who goes with her and picks out her clothes. My daughter does not have any control. I do that.
Getting back to Laura Bush.
I make sure she's covered up appropriately.
Getting back to Laura Bush.
Yeah, let's get back to Laura Bush.
You say she's classy.
If you had a woman, if you had a woman like Laura Bush,
how classy do you think?
Probably wouldn't be so bitter.
Ma'am, how classy do you think Laura Bush is going to be in the Lincoln bedroom tonight? Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Hey, more power to her. She's married.
Wait a second. She's a married woman.
And you got to keep your love life spicy.
You know
what,
dude?
Obviously, you're a bitter person. You obviously don't have anybody that loves you. And you need that.
Ma'am, I've got a wife. I have a wife who is dressed in a gingham dress.
My wife. Stay on your pup tent tonight.
My dress.
How about you do that?
My wife dresses.
Stay on that pup tent that you're going to have tonight.
You know,
you're very, very disrespectful.
You're kind of curious about my pup tent, aren't you?
You're an embarrassment to your school. Have a good day.
Georgie Porgy's going to rip that shiny dress right off her.
Okay, come on. You got to bust.
Why don't you get some class?
Ma'am, I'm trying to teach class, okay?
No, you're not trying to teach class.
Remember
you're trying to teach kids your opinion, and that's wrong.
Every time I hear Hail to the Chief.
The only thing you're teaching is people how to be disrespectful.
That's Hail to the Chief. Now, who's playing that?
I asked your engineer to play it because you're familiar with the biochemical responses of Viagra.
Oh, that's something you must be familiar with. That's why you're going to walk into the booth with a pup tent,
ma'am,
right?
I don't need Viagra.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't need Viagra. All I got to do is hear this.
Turn that off and don't tell my engineer what to play.
I want it because I got a date tonight.
So you play Hail to the Chief so you can get ready for it?
Sort of.
I'm going to walk into a booth and vote Republican with a pup tent.
Ain't my fault. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, man. Bye. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I love my mom and everything, but her and her friends were nothing but like suburban sex hogs.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Charlie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, is this the Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Yes, I wanted to ask you a question. I enjoy listening to the talk programming when I ride home from work at night. And is KFI in the Los Angeles area, are they aware of what it is you're doing?
I believe so, sir. They know what my show's about. Why? Are you not? You don't like it, right?
No, sir, I decidedly do not. I tune in the program for some intelligent talk. And
you called me last night, sir. You had the same complaint.
Yes, I did, and you were not very polite. You were rude.
Well, you said you were going to call the program director or the general manager or whatever it is that you wanted to do. Why don't you do that?
I'm trying to impress upon you that I drive home every night.
You drive home every night and you want to hear intelligent talk and you're not getting it from my show.
I'm offended by the conversation, and I know it's you doing all these made-up voices. I'm fully aware of what your show is about.
Well, good for you, okay? I mean, what do you think that's some kind of, what, do you get a diploma for that? Everybody knows that.
You've got an awful lot of people who don't know the nature of your program, and you're making fools out of people. That's number one. But more importantly to me and others, is your program does not educate.
Then don't listen to it.
May I be allowed to make my point?
You called last night with the same point. Don't listen to the show. I'm hearing something.
I'm getting my hair cut. I'm in an old-fashioned barbershop. Because I enjoy radio, and I listen to the intelligent talk programming. And I enjoy Dennis Prager very, very much. I've listened for years to Michael Jackson. And now I listen to your station up until 7 o'clock at night. It is a marvelous station. And then when you come on, I turn it off. I will not listen to it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I most certainly...
No, you don't. Why would you be calling me? Last night you heard this, tonight you heard something else.
Mr. Hendry, I'm going to call Mr. Greg Ashlock, who is the general manager of KIF, and I'm going to...
KFI.
I beg your pardon?
KFI Radio in Los Angeles?
Yes.
KFI.
Now, that's not my information. And
I'm going to tell you right now, it's called KFI.
I have KIF. Is that the same?
Well, you got the wrong thing.
I'm going to call him, and I'm going to tell him how disappointed I am in the programming that his radio station offers after 7 o'clock at night. I am bitterly disappointed. And
you go right ahead and do that. In the meantime, I got to hang up.
Hold on for just a minute.
I got to hang up.
I'm the listener. I'm the person that pays the bills. You should listen up.
I don't care what you got to say.
Well, I'm going to call the general manager of the station.
I don't care.
That's what you said last night.
Yeah, that's right. It still holds. I don't care.
Why?
Get out of here. Wherever Vernon is, this one's for you, pal.
Oh, yeah. Laura.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child when you were only starting. Oh, hi, everybody. This is Bing Crosby. Hey, that's right. Bing Crosby, child psychologist. I want to tell you something all right now. The best way to deal with a child if he's acting up is to beat the hell out of him. That's right. I know Gary, my kids, and all the other kids in the block. I used to take him into the kitchen and pound him away right there with a frying pan or with my bare fist. Just punch him around the kitchen like a surprise frightened ring. That's right. Hey, I'm Bing, and I'll tell you right now, the best way to deal with a kid is beat the crap right out of him. Oh, yeah. Go to a phone call right now.
Hi, Bing. Really enjoy your music and the way you beat your kids up. My son stuck a firecracker up a dog's rectum. What's the best way to punish him?
Well, I'll tell you right now, you take that kid and you beat him to death with the dog. First kill the dog, then beat the kid to death with the dog. Bing Crosby here telling you the best way to deal with a child. The way I dealt with my kids, even though I was crooning, everybody loved me and thought I was all sexy, is I beat them right up, man. I just kicked them right between the legs. That's right. They'd bend over and go, ow, that hurts. I'm Bing Crosby for Child Psychology. Oh, when it comes to winning blue ribbon, well, I bet you tell the other kids how. When I saw the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize, I bet you looked like a cute cow. That's a little way that I kind of change everything. Here's another call. Hello.
Hey, Bing, did you really beat Bob Hope when your kids weren't around?
I did. I beat up Bob Hope when my kids weren't around. I beat up my wife, Catherine. This has been Grudge of the Child Psychology. You must have been a beautiful baby. Oh, you might have been a beautiful baby. Baba Booey.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.